With the return of school this fall, the stress level for kids escalates. The pressures of classwork, the demands of homework, and maybe a part-time job, the new and ever-evolving dynamics of peer groups, it can all create a lot of tension and anxiety. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and one Phoenix-based nonprofit trains teenagers to help their peers. Teen Lifeline has been around since 1986, taking calls from teens who need help. For more on the group, I spoke to 17-year-old Anna, who's been volunteering there for about a year and a half. Anna, by the way, is not her real name, but the one she uses on the hotline. I also spoke with Nikki Kuntz, Teen Lifeline's clinical director. I asked Nikki what exactly the service is about.
What we know is that teens like to talk to other teens, usually their friends, when they have problems before they go to their parents or other adults. And so that's where Teen Lifeline was born, and that we're a place where teens can call and they get to talk to someone their own age about any kind of problem, big or little. So we deal with everything from I had a rough day at school, got a fight with my best friend, all the way to things like kids thinking about giving up and maybe thinking about suicide.
What kind of training do the teen counselors get? Because I just think back to when I was a teenager, I don't think anybody should have been taking the advice that I would have been giving at that time. So how do you make sure that the folks like Anna who are answering the phone are telling their peers basically to do the right thing?
Well, I think actually that's an important distinction. We actually don't give advice on the hotline. We train the volunteers, and they go through really extensive training. It's a 72-hour base training, and they learn everything from basic communication skills, how to talk about feelings, how to talk about and identify their own feelings. And really, they are also trained at learning about what to ask when you're worried about someone dealing with any kind of issue. And they are always supervised by master's level clinicians. The one thing we can say about the training is that it's a life skills training. Really, what we train them to do is to help the callers identify what it is in their life they want to have change, and what are things, strengths and things and people of support in their life that can help make that better for them. And then they build an action plan with the caller.
Anna, is it difficult to answer the phone as often as you do and just hear problem upon problem upon problem and dealing with all these issues that people your own age are having?
Nikki said before, we go through a lot of training beforehand, so I think that we're really prepared to kind of take in all the problems that people are going through, and we can process them through ourselves, but we also have peers with us that we can have conversations with afterwards if we're having trouble just dealing with it, dealing with hearing all those things that other people are going through. But at the end of a call, when the caller has their action plan and they know what they're going to do and they're feeling really confident, it makes you feel a lot better in their situation, and I think you can end a call feeling even better than at the beginning.
Have you found that the skills you learned during the training and even maybe some of what you've heard during the calls has helped you in your life?
I think that it definitely has. It's opened my eyes kind of in a new perspective to see the world where I feel really lucky in my life that I don't have as many problems as other people do, and I feel like I've become more aware of just how hard it really is to be a teenager in other people's lives.
Anna, have you ever come upon a phone call where you just didn't know what to say to somebody?
I feel like I definitely have. And there are many like slip-ups that you have and awkward silences. But
as with any teenage conversation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. but we do have a supervisor that is always there to help us if we get stuck on something and we don't know what to say. We also are trained to have different open questions that we can use that helps us dig deeper in the situation if we don't know what else to ask.
I hate to be glib about this, but is this in some way sort of an outdated technology? I mean, you think about how teenagers communicate. They
right.
text, they Facebook, they tweet. Picking up a phone and dialing a number is not usually the first mode of communication that you think of.
Mm-hmm. That's something that, you know, we continuously watch. We are looking at expanding our technology. But what I can tell you is that our calls continue to increase year after year. And when you think about some of the other technologies that exist, especially for text messaging for teens specifically, when they're talking about their problems, that's a lot of information to get in a text. And so while teens might initiate conversations that way, that's not usually where they end up really having the deeper conversations.
Anna, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess from my personal experience, I know that it is easier to talk about deep conversations and stuff like that over text if you're going to talk about just like a small thing. But I think if I were feeling just really bad and stuff like that, I would call because I guess I would just be really desperate and need someone to talk to. And I feel like any caller would want to talk about their problems over the phone because they could feel the other person's presence. I think it makes it more natural, more face-to-face kind of conversation.
How many teen volunteers do you have?
Right now, I have around, I think, about 89.
The people who come in to do this, do they tend to stay for a little while? Like, what's the turnover like?
Our average length of stay for the volunteers on the hotline is about 3 years.
That seems like a long time, especially for the what else is going on in kids' lives at that time.
You know, what's amazing is that we have these teen volunteers coming in and volunteering their time to talk to these other kids on the hotline and these other teens that really need help. But what we also work towards is to actually create that same environment for them. So we recognize that there's really not much difference between our volunteers and our callers. They're going through the same stuff. We just make sure that Teen Lifeline continues to be a place where they can also get that same support. And for a lot of our volunteers, it's the first time that they've ever felt like they could make a difference in the world, as well as it's the first time that they may have actually had really healthy relationships with other people and even other adults.
Nikki Koontz is clinical director for Teen Lifeline. We also heard from 17-year-old volunteer Anna, which is her hotline name, not her real one.